Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Absolute Value of Mike by Catherine Erskine, narrated by Noah Galvin, and directed by A.J. Cermak.
Chapter 1. Parallel Lines. Lines in the same plane that do not intersect. My cell phone rang just as I was about to crush the Emperor of Doom's trebuchet and save the villagers from certain annihilation. It was the ominous beats of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. Da 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 da. Yes, Dad, what is it? Could you come here, please? Why didn't he shout my name like a normal parent? I walked next door to the study and flicked the light switch on. He was pushing piles of schematic diagrams around his desk, sending dozens of small Snickers wrappers onto the floor. Dinner. I picked them up, along with the chunks of chocolate that fell on the rug, and shook my head. Dad was probably 50 pounds heavier than he should be. The giant genius. Dad, when Dr. McGovern said to reduce your fat intake, I don't think he meant reduce the size of your candy bars. I bet he was thinking more like salad.
I don't eat salad.
Dad's voice didn't match his frantic fingers flipping through the piles on his desk. What are you looking for, anyway? No answer. His gray head was stooped so low that the glasses he'd shoved on top of it were staring straight at me. Glasses. Have you checked your head recently? I asked. He blinked up at me, then up at his forehead. Ah, it's actually my keys I seem to have misplaced. But I noticed he put his glasses on anyway. Did you try your pocket? He patted his left pants pocket, and I heard the familiar jangle. Ah, thank you. He stood up and grabbed his jacket off the computer monitor. Must run, teaching tonight, seminar this summer, Romania. Dad had been teaching math for electrical engineers for so long, he'd spoke in isolated packets of energy, like he'd turned into electricity himself. I pinched my nose to do my robot voice.
Too much resistance. Please complete circuit. Thank you.
Dad took a deep breath. I will be in Romania for 6 weeks this summer, lecturing at the university there and working on my book. Romania? The first thing I thought was, hey, isn't that near Russia, where Sasha was adopted from? Then the full effect of what Dad said hit me like an electrical charge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?